family did you have from Portage to
Prairie? Had about 40 of them. 40, 45 of them. My mom, my dad, all my some brothers and cousins and, you know, you name it, they're here. So.
Did you have any trouble getting tickets in Winnipeg, or was it pretty easy to get tickets for all of your family and friends?
I got one of my best friends, a ticket guy here with the Jets, so, you know, he definitely helped out a lot. So, you know, too bad we didn't have a better outcome.
Were you surprised at all, you know, based on the incident that happened against the Washington Capitals, were you at all surprised at kind of the outlash, the outcry with what happened there?
Well, yeah, it was, you know, it was an unfortunate incident. You know, it was, you know, terrible on my part. But, you know, you go into a fight and, you know, you expect to win and you want to win. And, you know, obviously don't want to hurt anyone out there. But, you know, it's a part of the game. And, you know, my antics after was unacceptable. And, you know, I just try to put it behind me and think about the next game.
When something like that happens, do you get, you know, phone calls or tweets or emails from other players supporting you and saying that, you know, keep on doing your thing, you know, don't worry about if anybody's saying anything negative about that?
Oh, well, there's a lot of guys that, you know, that suck up for me on TV, but, you know, they know that I wasn't that player, you know, I'm not that type of player, and, you know, just got caught up in the, you know, in all the hoopla with the fans and stuff, and, you know, I took it a, you know, step too far, and, you know, apologize on my part, and you know it's definitely not going to happen again.
Thanks a lot.